And now to Florida for a story about sheep who have a day and night job eating kudzu. A company called Bellwether Solutions has a contract with Tallahassee and about 1,000 sheep that will eat at parks around the city. Kudzu is an invasive vine, tough to control. The sheep are used instead of herbicides. When the growing season starts, the shepherd sets up electric fencing around an area and brings in the sheep. Megan Thacker is the Bellwether shepherd in Tallahassee. Ms. Thacker, tell me where you are right now on the job there in Tallahassee.
I'm in my field that I use for winter grazing for the sheep. I have about 500 ewes and about 300 lambs in this flock with me.
And they're taking these sheep are taking the afternoon off?
At this time of year, they aren't really working. This is the time when they're lambing, so they're in their nursery pens.
Okay, and describe it just a bit for us, this enclosure.
Well, it's an electric fence, a portable plastic fence with electric wire that goes through it. It's sitting in feed that I have planted. It's a winter pasture that we put together. The grass that they haven't grazed yet is shoulder high right now. It's big rolling fields of green right now. So it's real pretty here.
So you said 500 ewes and 300 lambs. Do you have dogs with you today?
Yes. The guard dog that is in this flock is named Gordo. He's a Marama, which is an Italian breed. And I have my herding dog with me. That's an Australian Kelpie, and her name is Cinder.
And the Australian... Is that a sound effects record, or is that a real sheep you got?
Sheep.
Okay. The Kelpie, now that's sort of like a border collie, and that's the dog that helps you move the sheep around, right?
That's correct. Okay. Yeah, she's in the pen only when I'm actually moving sheep.
Now, when does the work season begin?
Because we've been in Tallahassee for 5 years now, a lot of our kudzu fields are slow starting because of the damage that we've done to it. So it'll take us about a month before we have to go out.
So you have already taken care of a lot of the kudzu?
Yes. It's damaged in most areas, and it's actually eradicated in a few.
They say about kudzu in the South that it can grow so fast it can go across a road at night.
Yeah, they say it grows, each vine grows a foot a day when the temperature is over 80 degrees.
So that's really a rapacious vine, and this is a pretty good way to take care of it.
It's very tenacious, and until we started with the sheep projects, they really didn't know what to do with it in rough areas in the city around the trees, because the herbicides don't work well, particularly when it's around trees that you don't want to hurt. But even if it's in areas where you can herbicide it, it takes a number of applications to kill it. And the sheep have managed quite well, even though it's rough ground.
The sheep like, I gather, the kudzu, like to eat it.
Yes, the sheep really like kudzu. It's highly palatable. It's related to soybean, very high protein. And if I put them in a field with kudzu and grass, they'll eat the kudzu before they eat the grass.
You've been doing it for how long, being a shepherd?
Oh, gosh. I think at least 20 years.
Do you like the work?
I love the work.
Why?
It's different every day. It's very challenging. I'm really good at sheep psychology and dog psychology. I've just kind of fallen into a job very well.
As opposed to an office, let's say, or a factory job, what do you got going for you there in Tallahassee with those flocks of sheep and the dogs?
Well, I don't have to deal with people. I'm pretty much on my own most of the time. It's less politics. They can yell at me, but I don't have to listen to them.
Megan Thacker, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.